Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Yeah.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. You can listen to KJM. Just say play ESPN Radio if you have smart speakers. We pop up and presented by Progressive Insurance. By the way, you can download the podcast. Although, got to wait till we're done with the show, I guess, to download the podcast.
Yes,
Jay, that's the way it works, like NFTs and everything. See, I'm catching on.
Yeah, thanks for explaining that to the public.
You can join the conversation, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And here is the question. Will LeBron James...
How you doing this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Max.
I'm trying to get right into it. We have hot
get
news.
Get right into it. Hot news.
Oh, I'm doing great this morning. How are
I
you
mean,
guys?
It was hot news yesterday. Is it still hot news today?
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely. Yeah, hot news.
Absolutely.
There's broke people. Right as this just thing was ending. It was just my luck. So they should call
I love
it
when
just
it
my luck.
That way, right?
What's that?
Like, this, you know, not just
this just is supposed to be like breaking news and stuff, right? So as soon as we get off the air, Woj tweets out, LeBron James signs
the
deal.
Yeah, but that's because you're not doing a good job.
Max. Yeah, you don't have you the right contacts.
I should have broken it.
You got to have the right contacts.
You got to woo Woj.
Yeah. They got to tell you, keep it in your pocket. Don't use it until 1 minute prior to you going off the air. You got to have that.
Something
Come
tells
on,
me
now.
Rich Paul would give it to Woj before me, but that, that's just that's my sense.
We got to send Rich Paul some flowers or something.
Woj gets the news so fast, sometimes I think he's the one deciding what's going to happen. He just lets everybody know.
Yeah, that's the worst thing. We get off our shows and all of a sudden you walk into your car.
Breaking news.
Damn, man. That just happened. I thought that was going to happen. I couldn't say anything.
I talked to Rich yesterday. He's worried that you're going to make him your new target, Max. You know, you've had Tom Brady. Hmm. You've had Steph. And now he feels like you're going to come after him and LeBron. So that's why he doesn't give us the news
Steph,
that we would like.
Thanks to me. Think about the people who I so-called
Steph.
Target.
You
I just
targeted.
Pointed out.
He
hadn't done it in the finals up to his normal levels. Then he did.
I wasn't asking you to defend yourself. I was just
apparently, if you listen to all, if you watch The Man in the Arena, I am the reason Tom Brady is still playing.
Yeah.
They should thank me. All right. LeBron James signs a two-year, $97.1 million extension with the Lakers. He had 1 year remaining on his contract, guys. So this is a two-year extension. The second year of the extension is a player option.
It's a three-year deal.
24-25 is a player option.
He tacked on 2 years, if he so chooses, to the year he already has, but he could choose to make it just 2 years if he opts out.
Yeah, which he will.
Which he won't.
If he plays out the deal, he'll tie Vince Carter with 22 NBA seasons. It's the most in history. The 24-25 is the player option season. Also, the first time his son, Bronny, will be NBA eligible. He could be selected in the 2024 draft.
He could be. He will be selected.
He will. Now, Jay is sitting on some info.
No. I'm just trying to tell y'all, he going to opt out. And whatever he created, Key often talks about Michael Thomas, right? And we joke around nepotism. We joke around with Bill Belichick's son being part of the staff, right? People have done this for a very long time. What LeBron James is setting up for is creating a lottery for drafting his son. And whoever drafts his son, LeBron James will opt out to play with his son. Mark that down. I'm telling you, it's going to create a whirlwind of attention around Bronny James when he becomes eligible for the draft, and LeBron wants to play with his son to cement his legacy when it's all done.
That may be. I agree. But it leads to this question, guys.
Did I say Alamo?
You said eligible instead of eligible. You're just going fast.
I said edible? I said edible or Alamo?
You said it to me.
What
do you want me not to bring it up? Did I say Alamo?
No, you didn't. Don't worry about it. Don't get sidetracked.
No.
Don't get sidetracked.
Squirrel. Now you got me sidetracked.
Don't worry about it.
So what you just brought up makes perfect sense. I think a lot of people are thinking, okay, now LeBron has leverage to make sure his son, wherever his son goes, he goes. make sure his son gets drafted maybe if a team doesn't want to take
him. LeBron has – this is a three-year deal. And the reason it's a three-year deal is because he has the opportunity, if he chooses to do so, to opt in.
He's getting paid for the next 3 years regardless.
Regardless.
Right. Regardless, he's getting paid for the next 3 years.
He's either getting it from the Lakers – or he's getting it from somebody else, period. And somebody else may give him more years than the 1 year, depending on where he's at in his career.
But what Jay is saying is that it's setting up a leverage play for his son.
1 million percent.
It's not a leverage play because his son can play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
His son is not a bum. His son may not be a top five lottery pick NBA guy today. But he can play basketball.
But let's say he
and
winds
so when
up.
When you look at a guy who can play sports and has a dad as he does with his father, the greatest, all that old stuff. That's easy. That's a layup.
Yeah, seriously. But if he would have been drafted, let's say Bronny, by the time he gets there, he'd have been drafted 14th. But Key, you, me, and Jay, we own a team that's drafting 11th. But we know, even though, yeah, we like a couple guys better than him,
Max,
we get LeBron James
Max,
with him.
Not even that. If you're telling me if I'm at the sixth spot and I've been a franchise that has struggled for attention and I have a chance for LeBron James to end his career on my team with his son, I'm the hottest ticket in the NBA. Regardless of whether LeBron is not playing well or
but
not,
he's ending his career with
my franchise.
I'm not going to be able to do that. I can't do that. That what Jay talking about as an owner? Can't do that.
Why?
Why not?
If you're Sacramento Kings.
This is a business.
Because
no one has ever been to a Sacramento Kings game. It's documented in the history of time. They've never had a fan there.
I understand what you're saying, but the Kings do sell out. So I'm going to leave that alone. And in the end, I understand what Jay is saying because it's LeBron. You figure butts in the seats. True. But how long does that last?
Oh, dude. Come.
That's only going to last for this. The dude ain't going to be still LeBron
guys,
James
wait,
at 50.
I've been trying to get this question out for like 5 minutes.
Happen.
This is what this all leads to, guys. Will LeBron still be an elite player 2 years from now? Will he still be an all-star? Right now, he's MVP caliber.
Yeah, he
he's still going to be an all-star?
Yeah, he's still be an all-star 2 years from now.
Jay, he's still going to be an all-star 2 years
from
now.
2 years from now?
I think so.
He'll be voted in as an all-star.
He'll
be
voted in.
But will he play at all-star level?
I believe he will be.
I think so, too. What about MVP level? That I don't know, because he's playing at MVP level now.
I can't look in a crystal ball.
I believe both.
Wow.
I believe at the end of the two-year deal. I believe at the end of the two-year deal, he will, if he stays healthy.
Well, that's.
Well, no, I get it. That's part of it.
But LeBron and Brady are doing stuff that's never been done before.
But I'm assuming he's going to stay healthy. I'm assuming that, right? He's going to be LeBron James.
Even if it's 50 games a season, but in those 50 games.
Yeah, exactly. But that's not my issue. My issue is beyond the 2 years. If you're Jay, with Jay's scenario, why am I, I'm not going to pay for 41, 42, 43, 44-year-old LeBron
James.
But
you're the one who thinks he's still going to be really good.
No, not at 42.
Oh, you're saying you're not going to do a multi-year deal.
No, I'm not doing that to draft his son.
But see, I think y'all got it wrong. I don't think Bron's trying to play until he's 43 years old.
He just wants a year with his son.
I think Bron has a blueprint in his mind, a plan that he wants to play 1 year.
Yeah.
With his son.
Like, Bron, to me, for the guy, can you talk to him too? Like, I don't feel like LeBron chases after stuff. Obviously, he wants to be great, and he wants to be the greatest of all time. But I don't think we're going to be seeing LeBron trying to hold on to the torch at year 42, 43.
No,
Jay. I think he wants to play 1 year with his son, and then he will let it go.
But that's true. 1 or 2 years, whatever it may be. He may just want to sit on the bench with him. I don't know. Hell, he might want to coach him. I don't know. But my whole point is, it's all about where is his son's growth at that time? Is his son a legitimate top six player, like Jay's saying, in the draft? Because you set a franchise back doing a favor.
But it's not a favor.
Ew, you might be drafting 29th in the draft, or you might be drafting in the second round,
and
you get LeBron.
But that's different, though.
All right, we have a lot to talk about, guys.
I'm just saying.
You said six.
I'll tell you this right now. Ain't no way Bronny James will be drafted 29 after LeBron James says, I'm going to finish my career playing with my son.
Wait.
Ain't no way.
As my mother used to say, now, girls, you're both pretty.
Ah.
So she used to tell my brothers and me when we would fight. Now, listen. We got a lot to talk about here. Is LeBron still an elite player at the end of this contract? People want to weigh in on this, guys. We are going to keep talking LeBron. Would you draft Bronny if that meant you had a chance to land a 41-year-old LeBron James, let's say?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
So we're talking about Bronny and LeBron and everything. Here's my question. You know how Key will sometimes say people are putting yeast on it, right? Like, it's a good thing, but people need to be hyperbolic about it. Make it bigger than it is. You know, everything's the greatest thing ever. Bronny's dunk the other day was a nice dunk, right? It was a good dunk. Yeah. Was it an incredible dunk? Because it was getting covered like it was incredible. Would you say it was incredible?
I think it was, well, incredible. Yeah, I think it was, and because I take a lot of things into consideration. His size, his ability to at that point to be explosive with somebody leaning on him, coming from right to left, all that sort of stuff.
That's basically the way coast I look to at coast,
it.
Too.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. Any in high school. High school kids that, you know, they typically don't dunk like that. Little guys don't. Big dudes do.
Right.
Well, from the guy who's dunked it a couple of times, just like Key, I feel like whenever you come across your body, when your momentum's taking you the opposite way, like, think about it. Like, if I'm driving Key and I'm driving him left, he's on my right side, right? So, for me, when I jump with my left leg to go up, he's already on my right side. So, for me to cock the ball back with my right hand – right in front of his face, I think that's tough, man.
I get it.
I think Bronny has low-key, legit, dope athletic ability. And his shooting ability is next level, too. So is there yeast on it because he's LeBron's son? Sure.
Absolutely.
But his game is nice, though.
And
I think Bryce is going to be the one. But Bronny's special, too, though. Imagine if Jordan's kids actually panned out to be the way Bronny is right now. You know how...
Yeah,
how much
people be going nuts, no question, and maybe overhyping it.
Yeah, I don't remember Jordan's kids.
Marcus.
No, I remember. I
he was berating them at the Hall of Fame ceremony. Like, he berates everybody. Everyone showed up, his kids, his family, his teammates, coaches.
But
like,
good. If they played in the era where Bronny is playing now with all the social media and the going to the school and the people shit, would it be like that?
I don't know, man. I think Bronny's nice, yo.
You dunked it a bunch. I have dreamt oftentimes of dunking it, however. Let me tell you what.
Too.
No, but so I'll tell you, I'll say this. No question. What you guys are saying contextualizes it. He's a high school kid. He's not a real big guy. He had someone on him, and the momentum was taking him one way. He had the strength and explosiveness to all those things, and he's all those things. No doubt, contextualize it. It's great dunk. I'm just saying my immediate reaction to it was that's a good dunk.
Yeah,
it's a good dunk.
Well, by the way, it is a good dunk.
Yeah.
This dude at the age of 16 years old is dealing with this kind of fame.
I know.
This kind of fame, and he's still rising to the level of it.
By the way, his dad
me?
Did it. His dad on, was man. So scrutinized, and you could not have on, done man. A better job with it than LeBron did.
LeBron James is signing a 2-year contract extension with the Los Angeles Lakers.
He's LeBron James. He's still one of the best players in the world. The investment in him needed to be made by the Lakers.
2-year extension, $97 million. Listen, this is where he wants to be. There's nobody potentially would have cap space next summer that would interest LeBron James to even look at free agency.
As a Lakers fan, I feel pretty damn good about LeBron James locking in.
Keyshawn, J. Willem X, ESPN Radio. The ESPN app. Why don't you do? How would you say the ESPN radio in that voice? The ESPN app, ESPN2, all that stuff.
ESPN app, ESPN2.
No. In your special announcer voice. He has a special announcer voice.
Oh, I'll have to.
ESPN.
No, it'll just come
ESPN
to me.
ESPN the app.
It's hard for me to do things when people ask me.
Yeah, you just gotta be. I just gotta be goofy.
When you go to the Reeds, though, start the second half of the baseball season.
Start the second half of the baseball
season. There it is.
So. Look, Bronny had that real nice dunk.
Why LeBron, do you minimize it?
I'm not minimizing
it.
He's not minimizing
it. It's condescending in your voice.
I understand what he's saying, though. He's saying they think, it's elevated because of his last name. And it's on ESPN.
Of course
and
it's elevated.
It's in France. And LeBron might have been there. And the whole deal. But look, man, that's a hard dunk, though.
No one should be critical. I have a hard time even talking college athletes because they're not fully grown yet, especially the younger ones, like freshmen, sophomores and stuff. High school kids, when you talk about them, if you want to acknowledge the good things they did as athletes, fine. Otherwise, I think people should lay off, especially in the national media. Good for Bronny. He had a real nice moment. He is ascending as a basketball player. He is, I think, well-equipped to handle the scrutiny as his father had some unnatural ability to handle all the pressure and scrutiny he's had his whole life. He's done an amazing job. All that said, LeBron's contract is structured in such a way that he's creating leverage for his son
should.
In the draft.
Nepotism is okay.
And his son should take advantage of it.
1,000%.
As I told you, when I run Jimmy Pitaro out of here, and I take over ESPN, you're going to see the Johnsons everywhere.
There you go.
It's just the reality of it. Keyshawn's daughter's on TV.
I really want to say this, though. And I know we're going to talk about Bronny James and LeBron signing the 2-year extension. I have to applaud this man, though, for the amount of scrutiny and criticism LeBron James takes on a day-to-day basis.
It's amazing.
Damn, he is a role model. For as much as the media depicts black fathers, Key, as sometimes not being available for their kids – like, this dude, I know that's not right, but I'm saying, this dude is the epitome of the example of what I would do this for my son Zane in a heartbeat. You're telling me my son Zane is a hooper, and if I'm one of the best players in the world, I've got a chance to get him drafted or help elevate
Zane's
him.
Zane's going
to
be on the show, Key.
Bring Jay him on the
signs two-year extension.
As he should be.
Jay signs 2-year extension to coincide when Zane is eligible for Keyshawn J. Willem X.
1,000,000%.
I told
you. You're damn right.
I just told you. When I run Jimmy Pitaro out of here and I take over, you're going to see the Johnsons all over this place. It's a part of it. That's what
by
it
the
is.
Way, there's no argument. There's no argument here that is a competitive world. And if you're and if it's if you can somehow help your children, it's a great thing to help your children. What are we doing all this for anyway? So but the question is, would you draft Bronny if it meant you had a chance to get a 40-year-old LeBron James for a year? So
his
then
last
that
dance?
Becomes.
Would you draft LeBron for his last dance?
Well, that becomes what kind of player is LeBron?
What does that look
at
like,
that
though?
Point.
It has special. To be. It has to be as such that it helps me in a way on the floor, not just in the stands.
But don't you think LeBron could help any team in a couple
of years? Your locker room? You don't think LeBron would help your leadership? You don't think LeBron would help basketball
IQ? You guys are avoiding the question.
Hold on, Jay. Yes, all that is true. But you're asking me to burn a certain pick, a certain number. I don't know what that number is. Is it 18, 17? Is Jason Tatum on the board? And like, what's there? Because if I don't think, and my staff, we don't think that Bronny James is deserving of that high pick, why am I going to set my franchise back for one season of a LeBron being a leader in a locker room and in retirement?
Would you take Bronny James or Markelle Fultz? Like, I'm just saying, people have burned picks before on high draft picks that have not worked out.
What this really goes to is, what will, and I want your predictions. What will LeBron James be at the end of this contract? My prediction is he will still be an all-star plus. He'll be more than just a regular all-star, at least for the number of games he plays. I don't know how many games he's going to play.
That's true.
So, therefore, I would burn a pick if there wasn't Jason Tatum there, if I wasn't sure about the other guy.
Is he going to be an all-star at 27?
Juan in Pennsylvania. What do you got, Juan?
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Juan.
Absolutely. If you roll up your window.
Okay.
You got your window down?
It is. No, it's up. So I wanted to say that it's kind of circumstantial. I kind of think the Lakers do have a slight advantage of being able to have both Bron and his son. I think the fact that because they're, you know, that kind of like that mom-and-pop family-owned team, that if LeBron is still an all-star caliber player and they are, you know, bounced out of the first round or something like that and they're low seed and they're drafting in the middle of the round or something like that, I think it could be more feasible for them to draft Bronny. I think that would make more sense. Yes. But if they're championship caliber, I just don't see how Jeannie Buss is going to want to do that. And like he was saying, I think
if they're championship caliber, part of that's going to be because LeBron is there. And if you don't draft Bronny, you lose LeBron.
No, your championship caliber is much easier because it's a low pick.
Jay, part of this is like a straw man argument. Like it's not every team starting at one is going to draft Bronny in order to get LeBron. But there will be teams for whom it makes sense, right? Like what Key was saying, if Jason Tatum is there, you're probably not going to draft Bronny, depending on where you're picking.
That's what I'm saying. It just all depends on where his development and growth from where we're at today by the time LeBron's contract is up. What is that? What does that team look like? Who's coming out? If what's the guy the guy who's going to be number one this year coming up possibly
in the NBA draft?
Yeah, the French guy.
He's from overseas.
The French guy. I can't think of his name. If that's on the board,
you ain't doing that.
So let me say this. If there's high caliber talent, which there is in every draft, is he going to go top five? Probably not, right? But if LeBron James is decent at this stage, and he's told the world that this is his last dance, do you know the kind of revenue that Kobe generated for the Lakers when he decided to say, hey, I'm retiring, this is my last go-around?
Kobe gave him 60 on his last night.
Every stadium was packed. Everyone. The every single game. Can you imagine what ESPN, what every network, how they would follow every one of his moves?
Anyway, Jay.
But if they played on the same team, though, Key, as an owner, you're going to see that.
Yes, and then LeBron leaves. Now what? With his son that many people would say right now in the day, he's not that guy.
888, say ESPN. Would you draft Bronny if that meant you had a chance to land LeBron? Team like the Cleveland Cavaliers a couple years from now maybe could use some veteran leadership and a year of LeBron, maybe wins him a championship, and they take Bronny because of that, if Bronny could play a little bit, depending on where they draft. Something
his
like
growth,
that.
His lot of growth, people, though, Max, is so important in this conversation.
Of course. Of course. He has to be an NBA player. Of course.
Victor Wembanyama.
Wembanyama.
I said the guy.
All right. Yeah, more of your calls on LeBron.
I just wanted to say his name out loud so I could try it.
Plus, we're going to take calls on LeBron this upcoming segment. Plus, week two of the NFL preseason kicks off tonight with Bears and Seahawks, guys. Key, I got to know from you coming up, are the Bears actually setting Justin Fields up to fail? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Tired don't mean nothing. You tell yourself you're tired, you're going to be tired. Tired is only in the mind. I don't get tired.
Who else but the King? Step back, three-pointer. Bang! LBJ!
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, according to Elias, no father-son duo has ever played in the NBA in the same season, much less on the same team. Would be like Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. playing in the same outfield. Although, it's hard to be Ken Griffey Jr. when your father's Ken Griffey Jr., right? Like, if your father's a player or an all-star, maybe you could be an MVP. But if your father was an MVP-caliber player, hard to fill to walk in those footsteps.
Absolutely.
Dennis in South Carolina. What do you think, Dennis? Would you draft Bronny if it meant you had a chance to land LeBron?
Yeah, good morning, fellas. But here's my question. What does Bronny think about this? Is this going to add any extra pressure on him when he's on the team? Do you think there's going to be any resentment from the other players on the team saying, hey, the only reason you're here is because you're dad, right? And not saying that we all don't need someone to help us open a door to give us an opportunity. But how do you think that extra pressure is going to do, that extra scrutiny on Bronny?
I frankly think it motivates Bronny. I think it motivates him. When you talk about pressure, this dude has had pressure. Like Sierra Canyon, like he talks about this all the time out in LA, the games are like packed. You had Drake in the parking lot to games. Are you kidding me? So this cat has felt pressure from the beginning.
I would hope
from
Drake
the inception.
Could get in and not just sit in the parking lot.
Well, you know, the parking lot was a scene, Key, you know.
No, it's going to always, people going to always say things. Having gone through with my youngest, well, my son played high school football and could have gone to any school in America college-wise. Good player, four-star player. You're going to always have people say the reason you are rated this way is because of your dad. Yeah, yes. Yes, that is correct. And if he can get another star, we would take it. It's going to happen that way because there's going to be resentment. There's going to be jealousy. People are going to pick his game apart. That's just what people do. And until you go and lay down your own path, that is what people are going to say.
We were talking about it in broadcasting the other day.
Yes.
Jack Buck, great announcer, right?
Yeah.
Joe Buck is his
yes.
son.
Yeah.
Clearly, Joe Buck is aware that opportunity came his way because of his father.
But
if he
good.
Wasn't Joe Buck, if he wasn't excellent at what he did,
but
he
Joe
wouldn't
Buck,
last in the industry exactly. at that
but,
level for
but,
all those
but
years.
But Joe Buck is good.
He's really good. That's why he's able to have the career he's had.
And I've seen,
but the opportunity is there because of his dad.
And I've seen guys that parents have been in this business, and they've gotten the opportunity, They working somewhere else now because they wasn't good.
They just right.
They just wasn't good.
But who's not going to take the opportunity?
Well,
it's
Max,
insane.
That's why I'm giving LeBron so much credit. Like in today's age, when you're dealing with TikTok, Instagram, like this instant feedback from social media, and everybody having a voice that you're able to hear. Like Key and I, people have voices, but we only hear every once in a while, like that article that came up, and we would pin it. There's millions of voices right now, and this dude continues to exceed expectations and rise to the challenge. Like that's to be applauded.
Well,
man.
long as it doesn't affect him, and I don't think it'll affect him because they have a strong family, and whenever you have a strong family or support system behind you, you have what it takes. To move forward. Nobody is – LeBron James is not ignoring his son. LeBron James is training with his son, working out with his son, doing the sort of things that fathers that play sports typically don't do. They're at this level. Yeah, they just don't. They don't have the time to do it. He is taking the time out of his career to do those
things. Hey, Max, we're talking a lot about Bronny. I'm just trying to tell y'all, though, Bronny's nice. I like Bronny's game.
But here comes
No, let me finish.
No, I'm going to give you the butt.
Bryce, though?
That's what I'm saying. There guys
Bryce,
coming up
though,
behind him
son?
In the family. Yeah,
I'm like going to give you the butt.
The dexterity and the skill set that dude has, he's already like, what? What is he, 8'6"?
Yumbo 6'6".
6'6"?
That's crazy.
Yeah, Bryce is good.
Oh.
He's 14?
I was watching workout videos, I'm like, yo, that's a scary one.
Yeah, I think he's 14. But Bronny just got to continue to get better.
Better. Yeah,
just
of course.
Keep getting better. Where he is today, he wasn't there 2 years ago.
I want to address, like, the idea of handling the pressure. I got to say, of everyone who's ever lived in American sports, I don't think – and LeBron's not perfect. He has made mistakes because no one
is
perfect.
Nobody better.
I don't think anyone's ever come close to handling the level of scrutiny that he has had since a teenager. And think of the man he's become, the businesses he's started, the contributions he's made. It is unreal. Like, I can't you know what it is? He's a 1 in a billion athlete, right? Or a 1 in a 7 billion athlete because he's the best athlete on earth. But he's also 1 in a billion person.
It's 1 in a generation.
It's both.
Yeah.
It's insane what he's done. And so I would think that Bronny will be uniquely able to handle this situation because of the family he comes from and who his father is.
Well, that's what I said. I said it's all about your support system and your surroundings. Mm-hmm. Athletes that are at this level typically don't have the time to put in. They have family time, dinner time, movie time, vacation time. But when the off season comes, they're doing their deal to keep their careers going. They're not grabbing the little ones and bringing them along and practicing with them and taking them to the facilities and training their regimen along with theirs. That's the reality of it. I don't care what nobody says.
Max, is LeBron James the greatest player of all time?
No.
Okay, is he second greatest player of all time? You're telling me, in your mind, the second greatest player, he's the greatest of all time, but the second greatest player of all time in his last dance, you're telling me that's not going to generate billions of dollars for a franchise?
Of course it will.
So that's the leverage that was put out there when he's like, I want to play my last year with my son. Him saying that, floating that idea out there, will create leverage in the
marketplace.
But
especially because, like Tom Brady, he's resetting the standard in terms of how good you could be at a certain age by so much, and not just age, but the miles on his legs because he started right out of high school, that he may be, like Tom Brady, still among the very best in the world when this deal comes up. And so that is much more leverage than we're anticipating now, because right now we're expecting some decline, and so he's maybe an all-star, but not. But what if he's still this dude? Like, see, Tom Brady did it.
If he's still this dude, it's a different conversation.
Broderick in Alabama, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Would you draft Bronny if it meant you had a chance to land LeBron?
No, actually, I would. That's crazy, a kind of crazy answer, but yeah, I would draft him to keep LeBron. But what if LeBron get hurt? And then it's kind of obscene to think that Bronny is going to be exactly where his dad was, going to fill that void. I don't think that he's going to be able to fill that void when LeBron gone. So that'll be putting a lot of money into. I mean, a lot of years of money into with what you're gonna get a lot of revenue from people coming to the game.
You're not asking him to fill the void of his daddy. He's not gonna ever be his father. It's just not gonna happen. I mean, the odds are one in seven billion.
By the way,
for everybody out there,
different though, man.
People get drafted high all the time that end up playing in the G League.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like so. Yeah. Like the it's not out of pocket to think that if Bronny were to get drafted and you get LeBron, like, all right, look, we want to get you reps, we want you to work in your game. Let's go down to the
Absolutely.
G League, work in your game.
You know what you're saying, Jay?
But it's reasonable.
Let me give the formula that Jay just said, everybody. Let's say you're picking in the middle of the first round. Take the career value.
Take the
career value of the average 15th pick overall. And then take the value of LeBron on your team for 1 year.
It's worth it.
They're probably comparable.
It's worth it.
And that's excluding whatever Bronny gives you. What if Bronny turns out to be pretty good?
That's what I'm saying, man. It's worth it.
You guys keep talking about this 1 year last dance tour generating revenue for a team. You got to look at it. The team is going to generate revenue regardless.
Mm-hmm. But not like that.
But there'll be more revenue, Key.
How much more?
I think a lot.
But it's not a bad team. But he'll make you better. Let me ask you guys a question. How much this year have we talked about the Washington Wizards?
Not at all.
Who have we talked about the Orlando Magic?
Not one time.
Have we? I mean, I like the Pistons' backcourt. I like their
We talked
backcourt.
About the Pistons a little
we're
around the draft.
A little bit. Okay.
Yep.
How about I like Houston. How about Oklahoma City?
Not even once.
So all I'm saying to you is for those teams that we never talk about, imagine never being spoken about, and then every single day.
But how is that going to generate revenue?
Oh, no, Key, I got you. Hold on, Jay, I got Key. I got you right now, okay?
Get me.
So, just to, like, explain it.
No, explain it to me.
You talk about how in the owners' meetings, it's the ring. You got to sit over there. Right over here, we got the ring walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Same deal, man. At a certain point, these billionaires have so much money, right? So forget the revenue for a second, right? What about at the owners' meetings? Mm-hmm. When these dudes walk around like those teams Jay just mentioned, everyone knows, irrelevant, no one cares. Now all of a sudden, you're walking in, you're on SportsCenter every night.
You're talking about currency.
Being on SportsCenter, how is that generating revenue?
Forget about revenue. What I'm saying is social capital, low key. It's social capital, right. Okay, we're not talking about revenue. We're talking about why you might want to do
it. Same thing about the Dallas Cowboys. We talk about the Cowboys every single day. You end up telling me that they don't do training camp in Dallas. They do it in Oxford. Oxnard and Cambridge. Fernando Vargas territory.
That's different. That because it's the Cowboys, it's football. They've already established themselves as America's team.
Yeah.
Every airport you walk in, somebody's wearing a cowboy
hat
or a sweatshirt.
That was branding, though. They branded themselves.
Key,
as
what he's saying
team.
Is there
they
are branded. Irrelevant teams that would become
brand no
relevant.
Damn OKC.
Download the ESPN Fantasy app, the most popular fantasy sports app. It makes playing ESPN Fantasy football easy, fun, and fast. Updates to gameplay on ESPN Fantasy app.
It's Oxnard, I told you.
Damn. Include new scoring and league management tools with more new features and updates on the way throughout the season. Sign up at ESPN.com/FFL, as in Fantasy Football League, ESPN.com/FFL, or download the ESPN Fantasy app. Guys, we are joined now by the great David Kaplan, host of Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Hey, Cap, would you draft Bronny if it meant you had a chance to get LeBron?
Well, when am I getting Bronny? Because he's got another year of high school. He's got to play at least a year in college.
Well, that's for right now, though, Cap. I mean, CBA can change. Not coming out
from high
school.
Okay, so if you said I could draft Bronny, like, after this high school season, you're saying?
Or after
next.
Once
he's done in 2 years.
He's a second-round pick. You have a mid-first-round pick, but you get LeBron for a year, and he's still playing at an all-star level, and you're the Sacramento Kings. You do it or not?
Yeah, hell, I'm taking him with the fifth pick in the draft.
This dude was an executive.
Cap, tell him, Cap.
Cap is a basketball guy.
That's what I'm saying.
So
that's my point.
He's looking at LeBron James today. Not LeBron James 3 years from now.
What are you talking about?
What's LeBron going to be 3 years from now?
I said still an all-star. You think still an all-star.
Okay, but just an all-star isn't getting you a championship. LeBron is above an all-star today.
Cap, you tell these guys about the importance. I think LeBron, it's not about winning a championship. It's about helping you establish the right foundation for your culture moving forward and how I think LeBron could be imperative in that movement for a team.
Yes. If I'm the Sacramento Kings and my moribund franchise has it done blank in forever and the face of my team now, I mean, you know, we give a lot of props and rightly so to LeVar Ball. He's got Lonzo, LaMelo, LiAngelo. How about if I take over the Kings, I leave radio and TV, I take over the Kings, and guess what? I got Bronny, Bryce, and LeBron James. Come on,
yeah,
man.
You're good.
You fix your culture. Everything about you changes.
All right. So, meantime, let's get to football.
Well, the Chicago Bears are drafting, man.
Let's get to the Bears.
Leave
that's
Ryan
right.
Ryan Poles alone.
Speaking of drafting, the Bears, I thought, did a smart thing and traded up to grab Justin Fields because they've never had a great quarterback in my lifetime, Cap. Have they done him a disservice, though, by not adding more weapons to this offense? And by the way, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max are presented by Progressive Insurance. Have they?
No, because they know the lane they picked. When they let Allen Robinson walk, it traded Khalil Mack, it took the dead cap hit, whatever insane amount of money it was for this year, they understand the lane Ryan Poles has picked. And they're going to have over $100 million in cap space. They're not going to be very good. They're going to have a high draft pick. And I believe in Justin Fields. I do. I think they're going to try and have their culture be better, run the football more, which Matt Nagy refused to do enough. It is what it is. It's not going to be a great season. We'll see what they can squeeze out of this roster, and then it's go time.
Yeah,
then it's go time.
Yeah, and I'm with Cap though. You punting on this season anyway though, Max. Right? It's all about the future in Justin Fields and the cap space and the money because Chicago has always been a nice free agent destination. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've gone out in the past and they've been able to sign guys where other cities haven't been able to do it.
And it's a glamour franchise in the NFL.
Yeah, so I don't think they've done it a disservice at all. How has he looked in camp, though, thus far, Cap?
He's looked good, man. I was at camp. He's looked good. I don't expect a lot of play time for him tonight because it's a short week. They played Saturday, and here they are right back again. I think next week will be their full dress rehearsal. He'll get more run. But I think you'll see some of him tonight. We'll see what this offensive line looks like. The sad thing is, you know, the wide receiver room is the worst in the National Football League. I mean, it's literally horrific. You got Darnell Mooney, and thanks for coming. That's it.
Hey, Cap, I was curious about this. For the amount of attention that will be on Justin Fields, regardless of whether they play good or bad, each and every single day as being the face of the franchise, like, how do you expect him to handle, like, how could he handle this season in the best-case scenario for him to go into the following year?
The best-case scenario for me, now, look, if they surprise and win 12 games, okay, let's go get in the playoffs, and obviously – we all undervalued you. I don't see that happening.
Yep.
So for me, the best case scenario is that kid shows that he can play and they get a high draft pick, but they don't need a quarterback in a quarterback rich draft, trade it for more draft capital. I got over $100 million in cap space. And now I can go get anybody I want. I could get people in the draft and all of a sudden, team looks like it's improving. I'll tell you this. I had Steve Young on my show. I said, Steve, let's assume they go 5-12, 4-13, 3-14, whatever the record is. Can you still evaluate Justin Fields? And he said 100% because he said not only will you watch what he does on Sunday, but he said more importantly, I'd like Key to weigh in on this. He said you'll know in the building. Did he make the right read? Does he understand what he's doing? What is he like in the meeting? He said, you'll know if that guy's in command of the offense.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, you can watch the film. Even if he was late on the throw, he went to the right guy. Even if he took a six-step drop instead of a five-step drop and he completed the pass, you can correct that. There's so many things That's why they're punting, and this is an evaluation period. And speaking of evaluation periods and $100 million and moving forward and foundation of teams, what the hell are they going to do with Roquan Smith? Are they going to move him, pay him? What's going on there, Cap?
So they don't believe that position is as valuable as edge rusher, left tackle, quarterback, wide receiver, shutdown corner. They want to pay this dude a lot of money. They just don't want to pay him the richest linebacker contract in the history of the league. He wants Shaquille Leonard money. He wants $20 million a year. Now, I think he is a great football player. He is. Plays hard. He's a great person. He's got all that. Would I give him $20 million a year? I would not. But I'd find a way to get this deal done. But he's got to hire an agent. He's doing all this himself. You can't do that. You can't sit in a room and have, Keyshawn, we love you, man, but I can't pay you this because you don't do that. You don't need to hear that. The agent runs interference. The agent knows how to help squeeze the last dollar out. I think he's insane not having an agent.
What's he worth a year given the position? I understand what you mean. There are positions that are more valuable than others. What's that position worth when you play it at his level?
16, 17. I mean,
they'll
what are you talking
they'll
about?
Come. Sounds like they'll come to a deal then.
A ton of money.
That sounds like they'll come to a deal. If one's at 20 and one's at maybe 17, it sounds like they should be able to work it out to me.
I would hope. I mean, he's going on. He's in Seattle, but he's not going to play. It's just, okay, here we are the 18th of August. At some point, you better ramp it up because as a rookie, he held out and then he pulled his hamstring because he wasn't in football shape. It's different than being in cardio shape.
David Kaplan, host of Cap and Jay Hood, ESPN 1000 Chicago. How do we not have called this segment Cap Space? How did we not call this Cap Space?
I like that.
Have you ever
missed your cap?
This should be called Cap Space.
LeBron James to the Chicago Bulls. You heard it here first.
Thanks, Cap.
Get it done.
By the way, does LeBron's new deal, guys, tell us anything about how he views where the Lakers are headed? Yes, maybe no. People want to weigh in on it still. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN
Radio. And Max!
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.